You learned fast that a dull edge is more dangerous than a sharp one. It forces you to push harder. It slips when you least expect it. It turns simple work into a fight. You see it in the kitchen when a knife drags through a tomato. You feel it in the yard when a hoe glances off packed soil. The blade is telling you it needs attention. You answer by learning how to build an edge that holds under pressure. You start with the basics. You set the workpiece. You anchor your hands. You understand what the steel wants. Every stroke adds or removes control. The job is quiet but intense. You stay aware of the grit under your fingers and the line of the bevel. You fix the mistakes the right way. No shortcuts. By the end, you know each tool will cut clean, work safer, and last longer than before. Chapter 1. Knives and Kitchen Edges. Scope. You focus on the knives you use every day. Chef's knives. Paring knives. Utility blades. You learn how to create a clean, predictable edge and bring control back to each cut. You build an understanding of bevel angles, grip progression, and safe hand positions. You work on restoring precision without removing more metal than needed. Safety. You secure the blade before each stroke. You keep your fingers above the spine. You wear cut-resistant gloves if you are new to the work. You keep water or honing oil nearby to reduce heat and friction. You clear the work surface so nothing shifts. You avoid fast, careless strokes. You focus on stable pressure. You stop if you feel the edge grab in a strange way. Tools and materials. You gather a whetstone or diamond stone. You choose grits in the medium range for repair and higher grits for finishing. You use a civil angle guide if your hands are not steady yet. You keep a clean towel for wiping the blade. You set aside a container of water for soaking stones that require it. You add a non-slip pad beneath the stone to keep it from sliding. Steps. You start by soaking the stone if needed. You place it on the pad. You anchor your wrist and set the knife at the correct angle. You pull or push the knife in smooth strokes that follow the entire length of the edge. You listen for a steady sound that tells you the angle is consistent. You check for a burr forming along the opposite side. You repeat strokes until the burr runs the full edge. You flip the knife and build the same burr on the other side. You move to a finer grit. You lighten your pressure. You refine the edge until the burr disappears. You keep the blade wet to prevent overheating. You avoid rocking the blade. You test the edge by slicing a sheet of paper. You stop when the cut is clean and even. Checks and fixes. You inspect the bevel. If you see uneven metal removal, you correct your angle. If one section is duller, you return to the medium grit for a few strokes. If the edge feels rough, you use a finishing stone with steady, light passes. You make sure the spine stays dry to prevent slipping. If the blade is chipping, you start with a coarser grit to reset the bevel before moving forward. Care. You rinse the knife with warm water. You dry it completely. You store it in a block or in a magnetic strip to protect the edge. You flatten your sharpening stones when they dish out. You repeat the process lightly every few weeks, rather than waiting for the blade to fail. You keep the edge honest by homing it on a steel before each use. You let maintenance become part of your routine so your knives stay sharp, safe, and predictable. Chapter 2. Scissors and household tools.
Scope.
You shift to scissors, shears, and small household cutters. These tools don't slice the same way knives do. They shear. Two blades meet in a tight line and force material apart. Your goal is to restore that meeting point and keep the motion smooth. You work on pivot tension, edge, alignment, and controlled removal of metal, so the tool cuts clean, without grabbing or tearing. Safety. You keep the blades closed when handling them. You open them only when you set them on the bench. You stabilize the tool with a clamp or a non-slip pad. You keep your fingers behind the cutting path. You avoid power tools because they heat thin blades too fast. You wear eye protection in case a screw or spring snaps loose. You check your lighting since small mistakes happen in shadows. Tools and materials. You use a fine diamond plate or small sharpening stone. You keep a precision screwdriver set for pivot adjustments. You use light oil for lubrication. You keep a clean cloth to remove debris. You use a magnifier if your vision misses fine mix. You keep a marker to track where steel is removed so you do not change the factory angle. Steps. You start by cleaning the blades. You remove dust, fibers, or adhesive. You check the pivot screw and tighten it until the blades move with firm resistance. You open the scissors and study the bevel. You mark the bevel with a fine line. You place the stone flat against that line. You push in steady strokes, following the same angle the manufacturer set. You work from base to tip. You keep the pressure consistent so the edge stays straight. You sharpen only the beveled side. You do not touch the flat inside face. You repeat until the marker line fades evenly. You close the scissors and check the feel. You open them again and do light honing strokes. You test the cut on thin paper. You listen for a clean sound. You stop if the edge starts to grab, because that means you need to correct alignment, not sharpen more. Checks and fixes. You inspect the contact line. If the blades don't meet near the tip, you tighten the pivot. If they scrape or bind, you loosen it. If the cut drags, you return to the stone for light honing. If one blade shows heavy wear, you correct only that side with controlled strokes. You remove burrs with a single, gentle pass on the outer edge. You confirm that the inside face stays untouched, so the shear action remains true. Tear. You wipe both blades dry. You add a drop of oil to the pivot. You open and close the tool a few times to spread it. You store scissors closed so the edges do not twist. You clean them after each use. You avoid cutting wire or abrasive materials, unless the scissors were built for that work. You sharpen lightly at the first sign of drag, so the contact line stays crisp and dependable. Chapter 3. Axes, machetes, and garden tools.
Scope.
You move to the tools built for heavy outdoor work. Axes, hatchets, machetes, hoes, pruners, and loppers. These tools rely on strength, weight, and clean geometry. Your job is to create edges that survive impact, resist chipping, and bite into wood or soil without slipping. You work with thicker steel, wider bevels, and longer strokes. You sharpen enough to restore cutting power without weakening the tool. Safety. You secure the tool before each stroke. You brace axes and machetes with the edge facing away from your body. You kneel or sit when sharpening, so the tool cannot drop on your legs. You wear gloves that protect your palms, but still let you feel pressure changes. You keep others clear of your work area. You avoid fast strokes, because heavy tools magnify mistakes. You maintain balance and stay grounded. Tools and materials. You use a mill file for shaping. You keep a coarse stone for burr removal. You use a round file for curved pruner edges. You keep a clamp or vise to lock tools in place. You use a rust eraser or steel wool for surface cleanup. You carry oil or wax for final protection. You keep a brush to clear filings. Steps. You start by cleaning the tool. You remove dirt and rust until the steel shows. You secure the tool in a vise. You set your file at the correct angle. You push the file in long, steady strokes. You lift it between passes to protect the teeth. You follow the curve of the edge if the tool has one. You keep your pressure forward. You check your progress. You continue until a fresh line of metal appears. You switch to a coarse stone to refine the edge. You run it in controlled circles or short strokes along the bevel. You work both sides until the burr forms and breaks away. For pruners and loppers, you sharpen only the beveled side and keep the flat side untouched. You test by cutting a branch or shaving a thin curl along a piece of wood. You stop when the tool bites without slipping. Checks and fixes. You inspect the edge for chips. If you find any, you file deeper until the steel is clean. If the bevel looks uneven, you reset your angle. If the edge folds after testing, you reduce the fin section with firmer strokes. If rust keeps returning, you treat the surface with oil and store the tool in a dry place. If the tool struggles to bite, you increase the sharpness slightly without fitting the steel too far. Care. You wipe the tool dry. You coat the edge with oil or wax. You store axes and machetes in sheaths to protect the bevel. You keep pruners lubricated at the pivot. You check wooden handles for cracks so the tool stays safe under load. You sharpen lightly each season and after any heavy job. You keep tools out of damp soil. You respect edge geometry so every tool stays ready for hard ground, thick roots, and heavy strikes.